eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease and a whole lot of love, you transform 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. LED headlights, spoilers, whatever you need. eBay Motors has it at affordable prices. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride every time. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a Realtor can help answer. Because Realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what Realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Welcome to the Total Car Score podcast, bringing you the world of cars from inside the car. And now your hosts, Carl Brower, Lauren Fix, and Javier Mota.
We're once again inside the car, this time in Palm Springs in California, and for two reasons we're inside the car. One, it's 107
outside. 107 degrees.
107 degrees outside. I mean, it's like unbearable, but this one has a good AC, among many other things. I'm here with Dave Rivers. He's the marketing director for Bronco. So can we say that you have had like the most fun job at Ford in the past?
Man, it has been
years.
A wild ride. Yeah. It's been a really wild ride, yeah, between Mustang, which is part of my portfolio, and then Bronco Sport, and of course Bronco Raptor.
Yeah, but Bronco has been such a success story since it was announced, and it was delayed a few times, right? I mean, like, I don't remember when exactly was announced or confirmed that it was coming back.
Yeah.
But it took a while, so like that built up the expectation too. Yeah. Maybe it was in purpose, I don't know.
Yeah, well,
you tell me.
Yeah, no, we were really excited that it's on sale.
Yeah.
And, you know, we started shipping them middle to late of last year, 2021. And, you know, it's we've sold every bit, every one that we can each month.
Still, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And, of course, it won SUV of the year. I'm part of the jury, so like that's that was another accomplishment. But I guess like the demand and the enthusiasm of the people is the best answer for you, right? Like what people are saying and doing with their cars.
Yeah,
it's really like the greatest success, I guess. For you.
And the enthusiasm that we've had from our customers has been outstanding. You know, It's the kind of vehicle that a family can drive real comfortably, and you can get a base series all the way up to now the Bronco Raptor.
Yeah.
And it spans such a wide range of variety. The one thing that we've come to realize is people really enjoy taking the doors off and the roof and off.
Like that one there.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Not recommended under 107 degrees, but you can do it.
Yeah, and the capability of it, you know, and the modularity of the vehicle allows you to customize it. You got 2 and a 4 door and, you know, base series all the way up to our Badlands Wild Track Raptor.
So let's go back a little bit in history. So Bronco was very successful. I mean, if we go way back in the history, it starts in the 40s, right?
Yeah.
The war.
Yeah, the Ford GPW.
Yeah.
It helped America win World War II.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ford was commissioned to build one of the original Jeeps that were in World War II. And I think when it got to 60s and the men and women who fought in World War II were at sort of prime stage of life, they were looking for something a little bit different than a sedan or a wagon.
Yeah.
And, you know, 1965, Mustang came to market, and, you know, we saw an opportunity for a four-wheel drive, you know, rugged utility. And the Bronco was born in 1966. You know, one of the things that and we pulled all of this out of the archives, the reams and reams of history of the Bronco, and it was the first four-wheel drive sports car blazing a new trail of excitement. You know, if you think about that, a four-wheel drive sports car, and you fast forward all the way to today with the Bronco Raptor.
And even back then, the GOAT
name
was already there. Goes over any terrain.
Exactly.
Right?
That was the original code name.
Yeah.
When Lee Iacocca commissioned the product program back in the 60s, and it was codenamed the GOAT.
The GOAT, yeah.
Yeah, it goes over any terrain.
So, and then, like, in many other aspects of the automotive industry, the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s, and then things started to change, and then, like, it disappeared. Like, the Bronco name went away.
Yeah. I think what happened is consumer preferences changed quite a bit, and at the time, we were... you know, the Expedition was just coming to market, the Explorer was all ramping up, and I think consumer preferences were changing to where they weren't as interested in a two-door sport utility. But having said that, the name never died.
Yeah.
The iconicness of the brand always has stayed alive, and we had a really, really strong owner base that had always wanted us to bring it back.
And always from that time when it went away, I mean, even from the original ones, you always saw them, like, really well-preserved. Some people, like, that was, like, their pride of their collection, or maybe the only classic car that they own. But I seen one around my house, red and white, two-door, as you said, like, no doors, no roof.
Right.
But he has it, like, pristine. I don't know. He keeps it outside most of the time.
Yeah.
I guess he drives it a lot.
Sure.
So, I mean, as you say, the car was not on sale, but it was on people's minds all the time that it was away, which was about 20 some years.
25
right?
years that we had it out of market. And, you know, in that amount of time, the classics, like you mentioned, the 66 to the 77s in particular, they skyrocketed in value. You know, a restored or an original goes for triple digits.
Yeah.
You know,
and even more when you announced that they were coming back.
Oh, yeah. 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 And the value of those kept going up and up. And even now, late 70s, 80s, and in the early 90s, Broncos, their values have gone up substantially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I obviously had a chance to drive the basic Bronco, which there's nothing basic about it.
Right.
It's really a great SUV, capable of a lot of different things. But then we jumped to this one, and this is something that when you announce the original, the regular Bronco, and then you announce this one, the enthusiasm went like through the roof even more.
Yeah, yeah, we're real pleased with the response that we've gotten from consumers.
Yeah.
And if one of the reasons that this is really important to us, in particular Raptors, we have a long history in racing. And that dates back to the 60s when, in 1969, Rod Hall and Larry Miner won the Baja 1000 in a Bronco in 1969.
Yeah.
And we, you know, they started a craze. There was a craze going around desert running, desert racing. And because it's part of our heritage and our history, you know, in 2019, we brought to market the Bronco R, which was a Baja racing truck. We went to the Revel Rally with the Bronco Sport originally, and then the two and the four door, and then and we won the Revel Rally in a Bronco Sport, and we've now entered into the Ultra 4 Racing Series
with this one.
Well, we've got a 4400 class and then a 4600 stock class, and that's the Ultra 4 inspiration that the Ford Performance team has been using to build out the Raptor.
You mentioned the Bronco Sport, and let's do a little parenthesis here, because a lot of people, I'm not going to say were disappointed, but when the Bronco Sport came first, and they say, what? But the Bronco Sport is really capable, too.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, like, it's like the top is like a small SUV, but underneath there's all the technology that comes with the other Bronco, the classic Bronco, let's say, the two-door and four-door, right?
Yeah, it's all Broncos, whether it's a Bronco two or four-door or Bronco Sport or full-time four-wheel drive. And, you know, we have a 1.5-liter entry powertrain, and we have a step-up 2-liter that's mated to a twin mech RDU transfer case, rear-wheel drive, all-wheel drive system. And it's basically a very similar system that's in the Focus RS. So what we've heard from so many consumers is that it handles beyond what they would ever think of doing
it. They don't expect that from what it looks like, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it is selling really, really well right now.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Made in Hermosillo, right, in Mexico?
It's made in Hermosillo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then let's jump forward, because the regular Bronco, we have driven it many times and all that.
Yeah.
So this one, it's really special because, again, based on the performance and the appetite that people have for the F-150 Raptor, I guess in your department and the engineering and sales said, okay, let's do. Tell us a little bit how much you can share about that story when the decision was made to make a Raptor.
Yeah, I think it all is in part what our customer wants.
Yeah,
higher degree of capability, higher degree of performance, and because we have Raptor in the pedigree, I think the Ford Performance team said, "Hey, we can take the modularity of the frame."
Yeah.
And the modularity of the design, and we can make it into a Raptor. And you know, that's through things like a more powerful engine. It's got a 3-liter, 418 horsepower engine on it. It's got a 10-speed transmission. But they really went to work on the underpinnings. It's an all-new suspension. It's Fox 3.1 live valve suspension system. It's got beefier shock towers. It's got beefier jounce bumpers.
It's wider, 9.8 wider, 9.8 inches wider.
9.8 inches wider. It's got an all-new step-up axle in the rear end, the Dana 50 axle. So all in all, the team has reinforced every area that you need to in order to get the highest degree of performance and capability.
Let's go back to the 418 horsepower, because when it was originally announced was 400, and they found some magic there, right?
Yeah,
quote-unquote magic.
Ari Groeneveld and his team of engineers really went to work, and they found ways to get greater degree of exhaust emission as well as pumping more air in through the intakes to get another 18 horsepower out of the motor without compromising anything else.
Yeah. And this is the V6 3-liter EcoBoost engine, right?
It is, yeah.
But they
yeah.
keep, like, tuning in and, like, finding, like, again, like, more ways to give more to the hungry people for horsepower.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
That's really great. So other key numbers on it is 37 inches. 37-inch tires, as we mentioned, 9.8 wider. And it has 13.1 clearance, which is 4.8 more than the regular.
Yeah.
And then the wheel movement on the front is 13 inches total, 60% more than the regular, and 14 in the back, 40% more. So they really went into every aspect of it and like where can we get more out of it, right?
Yeah, and the reason for that, Javier, is that our customers want more power performance on a combination of you can run fast in the desert, but you got to be able to get through the rocks.
Yeah.
And in order to do that, they had to get greater degree of approach angle and departure angle, so going in and out of rocks, and doing it where suspension can handle the pounding up and down. So the suspension travel you mentioned got much, much greater. And as a whole, they've delivered a product that it just gives this customer way more capability if they want a desert run or rock crawl. And the thing that we love about it is that it's not just one thing when you go and run in a place like Johnson Valley.
Yeah, and that's why you divided this program into two parts. Like, we drove on the streets and the highway and going up on the mountain, like up to 6,000 feet up.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And then that was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, the car handles really, really well being such a big, and it's heavier, obviously, than the basic one, right?
Yeah.
About what, 400 pounds or something like that?
Let me double check on that number.
Okay. But anyway, I mean, obviously, when you add equipment, it's going to be heavier. But anyway, like, it handles really well. I mean, the gold modes on the road really work, and I haven't driven on the off-road course that we're going tomorrow, but I'm sure, like, based on what the regular one can do, I'm sure it's gonna be fantastic too. So, and then, like, all the rest, technology and everything the same, like big screens and all the other technologies.
Yeah, we've got the upgraded 12-inch screen with this. With Raptor, though, there's definitely some upgrades interior-wise. The steering wheel's different. It's thicker. It also has Ford Performance exhaust note change as well as suspension.
We can switch it here. Let's see how much we can.
You can go from Sport to Baja to even what we call the quiet mode.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to wake your neighbors up, you can put it in the quiet mode, and it shuts the exhaust off. Then it has the same for suspension tuning. So it changes the suspension based upon if you're going to be, like you were doing today, on-road sport driving, or if you're going to go off-road into, like, a Baja mode.
And then, And then a long list of accessories, like this carbon fiber.
Yeah, the carbon fiber ground
handles.
Here
on the wheel, on the handles, on the...
Yeah.
On the...
Our interior design team went to work, and they changed a fair amount on the inside. Relative to all the appointments. So the areas that consumers touch and hang on to. You mentioned things like carbon fiber.
Yeah, here on the shifter, I was forgetting that part too.
Yeah.
So let's get to the difficult part now. As we were mentioning, it's really hard to get a regular Bronco still today, even after what, more than a year and a half that of announcement and like coming to market. So what's going to be the price and the waiting list for this? How is that going to work?
Yeah, we're the entry price is $68,500.
Wow, that's not much for what it is.
Yeah, for plus destination delivery of about $14.95. So it's just around $70,000. Which we think is priced very well. And the interest has been extremely strong. And you know, we'll want to build everyone we can because we know that there's a lot of demand out there.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we think we're pretty well positioned.
So with a regular, can you tell us, like, if I want to get one tomorrow, regular customer goes to a dealership, what's going to be the waiting list for the regular? Like, still like a year and a half?
We don't have a time period on it right now, but we saved some allocation or some for our reservation holders, those that have been waiting, and then there also is allocation that dealers have gotten. So it's possible to go to see a dealer and be able to order one.
Well, I really enjoyed everything about it so far.
Yeah.
And I think it's going
to
be even more.
I can't wait to get
more.
Your reaction tomorrow.
No. I mean, it's going to be fantastic. I mean, I based on what the regular can do, this one is going to be much better. And all the technology, that's really impressive. Those shocks, those Fox light bulb shocks really make a huge difference because not only for off-roading, right? Like today, what we experienced today, when you put it in comfort, like this is a big, powerful, very capable off-roader, but on the streets, you ride it, it rides really, really well. So, I mean, yeah, I am looking forward for that. So thank you very much for
your time
and congratulations. And I guess you're going to be very busy still for the next few months.
So. Right? Hey, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate
being here. We really enjoyed it.
Thank you for listening. For more, check us out online at TotalCarScore.com.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.